Fuck! Welcome back to The Isolationist. Again, I'm going to be doing this one sober. That's two in a row now. Maybe I'm learning how to function in society sober. Woo! Guys, I am so happy that I moved to the middle of nowhere. Because there's some shit going on that I finally got wind of that's really fucking freaking me out. Two things that are really... My girlfriend, her Jeep, she has an old Jeep, the hood on it, got wrecked, fucking flew up while she was driving, scary shit to her, couldn't see, bent the... So, we have a rental car, and it's a new one, because the guy at the rental company has a crush on her, like every fucking other guy in this entire fucking state. Everyone's out to steal my girlfriend all the time. But, so we have a new fucking, it's a Chevy Tahoe we're driving around in, and, last night we were driving, and, the heated seats just came on, and I was like, oh, this is fucking uncomfortable, and I couldn't figure out how to fucking turn them off, and then I'm driving, and the fucking windshield wipers turn on, and I'm like, I was like, I promise you, Jenna, I didn't fucking touch these, and she goes, no, it's all automatic. It just, like, it has sensors that picks up on stuff. And I was like, all right, so let me try and move off to the side. If you're driving at night here, you drive in the middle of the road. That way, if there's an animal on either side, you have room to move. This car would not let me drive in the middle of the road whenever it sends those little ridges in the road that they put to wake you up, let you know that you're going in there. Apparently there's sensors on the fucking tires now that make it so that, like, the wheel will automatically fucking correct. That's fucking scary. Like, what, the joy of driving is having your machine and doing that stuff for yourself. Like, controlling, like, how hard is it to control your own windshield wiper? Like, There wasn't any rain, and the thing just started going off, and all I could think is, like, what if there's just, like, an issue with these sensors? This fucking car's too complicated for me to fix. Most cars are too complicated for me to fix, but there's so much shit that can go wrong on a car now that, like, you can't function without that. Now that there's a sensor attached to your goddamn windshield wipers, if that sensor blows, you can't drive around anymore, because your windshield wipers are a fucking thing that you need, and you can't fucking control them anymore? The fuck are people thinking? What the fuck are people thinking? Thinking that that's luxury. That's not luxury, that's idiocy. That's you letting yourself become stupider through a basic task. How inconvenient is it for you to learn how to drive in the snow? And so the other thing that was fucking killing me was it has, like, all these sensors in the tires. And, like, it kept being like, oh, adjusting to the right tire, adjusting to the left. And it's fucking me up. Because I know how to drive in the snow. I know how to fucking drive in the snow. I don't need my car making corrections for me. That's like you going to work and fucking, you know how to do a report. And then just someone else who's brand new goes, oh, well, I saw this better way, so I'm, you know, I changed everything you did. It's better this way. We're going to do it this way from now on, even though you've been doing this for 20 fucking years, and your way is great. Like, that's what that's like. People are going to forget how to drive in inclement weather. And all of a sudden, if something goes wrong on their car, they're going to have to fucking dump their car on the side. It's going to cause deaths and shit. I don't know. It's fucking, that shit is petrifying to me because it takes away the joy of driving. Not only does it take away the joy of driving, it takes away the ability for people to know how to drive. I don't want to be an ant. I don't want to fucking mindlessly get in my car and have it take me somewhere. I want to feel the room of the engine. I want to fucking... If I'm running late, I want to be like, well, I'm going to drive fucking dangerous today. You know how many times I've fucking driven over 100 miles an hour somewhere and been fine? A lot. Because since I was a kid, my dad put me behind the wheel of a fucking car. He was a car guy. He loves cars. And he said, I'm going to teach you how to learn to drive since I was like a fucking kid. Now, a lot of people will tell me that I drive shitty, but my record shows otherwise. I've only ever been in one car accident. And that was because there was ice under snow, and it was before I moved to Vermont and learned how to drive in that. And it was in my dad's Altima. Otherwise, I've been hit by 5 different drivers in 5 different fucking types of vehicles who just didn't know what they were doing during, like, slick, rainy days. I got totaled by a fucking Corvette. Right? I'm a good driver. Whether people want to acknowledge that or not, I fucking am. I've been driving in 30 years. Out of 30 years, I've been driving like 25 years of that. I'm a pretty decent fucking driver. But I guess, like, people just, they package this stuff up and they bundle it as the idea of luxury. Your car does this for you. Your car does that for you. When did luxury become someone else doing that shit for you? To me, luxury is like putting in a hard day's fucking work and at the end of the day looking at what I did and going, shit, whew, I did a lot today. That's good. Or like, you know, in the summer when I'm fucking in my garden every day and I start to see the fruits of my fucking labor and I get to eat my Brussels sprouts or I still have potatoes. From last, I haven't had to buy a goddamn potato since July. July was the last time I bought a fucking potato because the potatoes I fucking grew are still good down in my cellar. How insane. Like, that's luxury to me. Luxury to me is not fucking, it's not having to go to the grocery store and having the type of potatoes I like, because there's a lot of different types, and having them readily available because I fucking took the time to grow what I wanted. To me, that shit is luxury. Luxury isn't fucking something sensing that my body temperature is like, you know, lower than normal and putting on a heated fucking seat. I like to keep myself cold. That's why I moved to fucking Vermont. I can only imagine what that's like in other places. Imagine being in the South during the summer and one of those, the sensor's off and the fucking heated seat goes on. Now you have to fucking deal with that. Fuck that. What's next? Stop packaging fucking luxury up as laziness up as luxury. It's just, all these sensors, all this shit that's doing the driving for you. It's a simple thing. I love driving. I love driving 8 to 10 hours in a single sitting. It's one of my favorite fucking things to do. Ugh. That shit just fucking freaks me out. Because that's taking skills away from young people. While older people may consider that luxury, younger people are going to start to consider that like standard operating procedure, and they're not going to learn how to do those things. And that's, I don't think people understand that. That, yeah, it may be luxury for you, but that just becomes normal. Like, your kids are going to see that and be like, oh, well, that's just normal. I expect that in the cars that I get. So then someone's going to have to come up with something new and fucking ridiculous. Like, they're just going to start with self-driving cars that just have beds in them so you never have to fucking leave your bed. Just your car, you charge it, you park it in your bedroom. Alright? It charges, it's an electric car, stays in your fucking bedroom. You have a garage door at the fucking head of your bed. In the morning, you fucking open that up, it drives you to work. You get changed in the fucking car. And then you're at work. That's the future of it. That's the future of laziness. You get back in your car, and then it drives you back into your fucking shitty apartment or wherever the fuck you're staying, because there's too many people in this fucking time frame in my head in the future. That shit freaks me out. And then you just fucking have stuff delivered to you. You tell your car to drive you to McDonald's, and then you stay in your fucking thing, and you just stay in your car home. that doesn't seem like a life worth living. I think they're taking away people's purpose by doing stuff like that. Our purpose is to go through some hard work. We're supposed to be out being bombarded by fucking UV rays, and we're supposed to be out in fucking cold weather. My girlfriend and I are dying because it's been fucking 30 degrees for like a week and a half. It's too fucking hot. Well, we had an ice storm the other day, but that's another thing. The other thing that's going on that really fucking freaks me out is renting software. So I tried to get Photoshop. $50 a month I have to pay for Photoshop now. Because I wanted to learn Photoshop. I can't just buy Photoshop anymore. I have to go through a portal and rent it. I want you to think about this. What brought this about was something that my brother had. My brother's a tech guy. My brother's the opposite as I am. He fucking loves Amazon Alexa. He will give up all of his privacy, all of his security for convenience, which is fucking stupid in my mind. I'll give up my security for freedom, you know? I'm the exact opposite. He gives up his security for convenience, and I give up my security for freedom. Like, I understand where I live is off the beaten path, and I have to be pretty self-sufficient. And that I always have to be thinking about, like, what if it... He can't do that. So he had... And this is, you know, I read an article about this that reminded me of all of this shit, too. When I started looking into it, you know, I dove down the rabbit hole pretty deep. And this was something... My brother had an apartment a while ago that was all hooked up with this fucking home security system. And, like, he could change the thermostat and time it on his phone. So when he got home, the heat was on at the fucking right level. And as soon as he left in the morning, it would automatically go down to a lower to, like, turn itself off. And he could, like, lock the door from a distance. You know, if he, like, got into bed and he forgot to lock the front door, he could do it from his phone. And, like, his TV remote was attached to his phone and all this shit. But he had to rent the software to do it. He paid a monthly fee of, like, $12. Google bought that company and didn't tell him that that service wasn't available anymore. So they just shut it down because they were going to do something else. So all of a sudden, my brother woke up one day and couldn't unlock his fucking door because that shit, they just dismantled it and said, we're going to stop doing that app. They just bought the app and got rid of it, and all of a sudden, my brother can't fucking turn off his thermostat anymore because it's all hooked up to that shit. Because they didn't send out any notifications or anything. And I read an article where they were talking about that, and I was like, shit, my brother was one of those people who fucking went through that. My brother got locked in his fucking apartment. He had to go, thank God he's still fucking... Alright, the one thing I'll give my brother is that he's probably handier than I am. Being that he's way smarter than I am. Like, you give me some pieces of wood and shit, and I can fucking figure things out and build it. But he can, like... You know, he can solder, like, fucking circuitry together, and I don't know, he knows a lot more than I do about certain things. So, he had some tools laying around, and he had to fucking take his doorknob out. Because he had set up a fucking doorknob that no one could unlock. There was no, like, lock, there was no key in it, so he could never get robbed, because he was living in a bad area of Philadelphia, if I remember correctly. Which got me selling cocaine. But he had all this shit fucking set up in his fucking apartment. And one day he wakes up and he's like, well, I'm going through my normal thing. Don't have to worry about anything. And then he gets to his door and it just won't unlock. Fucking nuts. So it's weird to me that we're just renting everything now instead of ownership. Like, ownership's gone. And there's certain things that, like, there's this dude, what's his name? He talks about moonshots. I talked about him in the Tribeca Film Festival when I was talking to him. The guy who invented Google Glass. I can't remember his name. I don't know, he's got a pretty famous speech called Moonshots. Him and I talked about, after the fucking thing, about ownership and how he believes that ownership is outdated. Because we have too much stuff on Earth. We have too many people, and so we have to create stuff for those people, when in fact what they should be doing is renting everything. So instead of, you know, buying a belt sander when you want to fucking torch your fucking face, what he believes is you should be able to, on demand, say, hey, I need this on this date, and a drone should fucking deliver it, and you pay fucking $6, and you rent that for like 5 hours, and then that's like, you don't have it laying around anymore, you know? You live a more compact existence, and I don't think I'm ready to give that up yet. I don't think I'm ready to... I don't own a lot. I'm pretty much a minimalist, you know? I don't really own... My girlfriend owns 98% of the shit in our house. In our house, I think I own the bed. A pretty sweet jackalope. I own the turtle. I own, like, maybe 20 shirts and 4 pairs of pants. I don't even own a computer anymore. It's part of the reason why I stopped writing. But, like, you know, I don't own a lot, and I own a bunch of books, which I could get rid of. I could just get rid of them. I don't need my books. My books are just there so that when people come into my house, they know how fucking well-read I am. I could deal with not having my books anymore. But, like, I'm not ready. So, the idea of, like, Photoshop, so Adobe Photoshop, you're renting it, you need it, that's what you've learned. Let's say Google fucking buys Photoshop and goes, yeah, no more. We're gonna come up with a new one, and then we're gonna get rid of Photoshop, and we're just gonna do that tomorrow. One day you wake up, and that $50 a month you've been fucking paying for Photoshop is gone. And what sucks about that is Photoshop used to be like, I don't know, like, it's like $3,000 or $4,000, and now at $50 a month, that's $600 a month, or that's like, yeah, $50 a month is $600 a year that you're fucking paying now, every year that you want to use it. So in the long run, you're paying way more. If you want to use it for more than fucking 3 years, you're paying way more. And what they're doing is something in marketing, like they're just doing it, they're changing their product life cycle. The only thing that's good is good about Photoshop is I worked for a really shitty place called Fairway Mortgage in Vermont with a twat of a boss. And one of the things I needed to do work for them was Photoshop. So I pre-bought a year and I set it up to be a reoccurring billing cycle. So that could be on their credit cards without them knowing. And I hope so. Fuck them. But, like, you realize that, like, the things that you've come, become, you're not allowed to be accustomed to anything. Everything is obsoleting itself. I've talked about humans obsoleting themselves, but now everything is obsoleting itself at a rate that's fucking petrifying. And I don't think the general public has the money to keep up with that. And there's pressure to keep up with that. I don't know. I want to move to a third world country. Where, like, I fucking, for, like, $4, I can get, like, 20 pounds of fucking seeds. And just take care of myself and my own. The world is purposely complicating itself. And purposely obsoleting itself as a means to make businesses. Businesses, I don't know, maybe the next one I'll talk about businesses as an organism. Maybe I already have. I don't know if I already have. I'll check with my producer. Since he listens to my stuff more than I do. But, I don't know. There's all this stuff fucking blows my head open. And I, you know, there's moments when you're living in isolation where you think you're going crazy. And you really have to find things that validate why you did what you did. you know? Sometimes it's being really present in the moment. Sometimes it's taking a BB gun out and fucking clipping a bird. There's a lot of different things that I have to do to kind of keep myself mentally healthy, being in isolation the way we are. And one of which is occasionally coming back to society and looking at everything and going, not so much for me. And leaving again. And that's the thing, like, I don't want to keep up with tech. Tech has never interested me. What has always interested me is stuff like, you know, martial arts, being really in really good shape, fucking growing shit. Like, when I was a kid, I was the only kid I know that had a fucking enormous garden that I loved taking care of. You know how many fucking burnt fucking necks I had from being bent over picking strawberries? Like, it's back-breaking labor for someone my height. But even in fucking high school, that was one of my favorite fucking things. We had an enormous garden that I took such fucking good care of. And that, you know, that was like, that was how me and my fucking parents bonded, too. Is they'd be out picking stuff, I'd be out picking stuff, and we'd bond together like Mexican families. I don't know. That's just me rambling about other shit. But I'm just concerned that, like, yeah, I know that 98% of the time I'm not using my screwdrivers, but I also know that the 2% of the time that I am using them, I don't want to be fucking renting them, because over a period of time, then if I just bought them and kept them, it would have been a reasonable price, you know? I don't know. I can't get over the shit. I can't get over that people are willingly giving up things like ownership. Fucking drives me insane. And then people think I'm the crazy one. Like, I had that. Like, I don't really open up to a lot of people now. It's just not really. Not only is it not an option, but people genuinely don't like the things that I have to say because they frighten them or they scare them. That's why I have this podcast. So this is one of the things that scares me, is that by giving up ownership, you're essentially committing to corporate slavery, which, like, you know, that in one respect is great, because then there's job security and a lot of good shit for people, yada, yada, yada. Companies are more successful over time. But really, what it seems like more to me is that they're milking human beings for everything. Like, we've become cattle now to corporations, where we produce something that they need, which is money. We take money from fucking one business and put it. I have talked about this before. This is vaguely reminiscent of something else that I've talked about. I've talked about it a couple, I think, more than once. You know, corporations, everything needs us to survive. And I don't think the ability to get people together has been lost now. We can't really organize people anymore. I don't know. Yeah, maybe this asshole in front of me should have a fucking electric car that fucking drives him everywhere. I don't get that. I don't get the joy of an electric car or, like, a self-driving car. Like, yeah, it's safer, but there's no freedom. Sometimes, have people lost that? Like, I drive an old Buick. It's not that old, but I drive an old Buick. Get off my ass, lady. Yeah, fucking make a goddamn face at me. I'll turn around and I'll slap the. I will fucking slap on my brakes. I have a car that's not fucking automatic. I'll fucking slap on my brakes and fucking fuck you up. Goddamn fucking idiot. Well, in one respect, I hate them. The self-driving cars and all that shit. In another respect, maybe we do need them, because fucking dumb dirtbags like the dude in front of me and the chick behind me need to fuck off. That's it. That's part of it, though. Keep two car lengths, in front and behind. It's slippery here. I don't know if you heard that, but I put on my right blinker so that the person behind me might get a little hope And then I just kept going straight. So if it was an automatic car, like that Tahoe, I can't do shit like that. And some people may look at that and be like, well, that's why we have automatic stuff, because of people like you. Well, where's the joy in life if you can't be a douche? Now I'm going to stare at her. Oh, a fucking 16-year-old idiot. That's why. When I was 15, I was driving better than most fucking people. Don't throw your fucking hands up at me when you're driving, you fucking twat. Ugh. Alright. I don't know if I just... Right there in that moment, I don't know if I just proved myself right or wrong. Maybe people are already too stupid. Like, maybe that's why we need self-driving cars and all that stuff. It's because people are already too stupid. I've never thought about that. What if we're too far gone? What if they're just slowly assimilating this stuff in because, fucking... Someone higher up has understood that people are too stupid now. Someone at car companies went, we gotta have self-driving cars, guys. But self-driving cars, like, think about that, the insurance companies. It would remove the entire business of insurance, wouldn't it? If two self-driving cars get in an accident, who's to blame? Google? Tesla? Is it Tesla? That's a weird thought. There's gonna have to be new laws made for this shit. There's gonna have to be so much complicated bullshit that gets put into this stuff. Now that I fucking think about it. Like, yeah, you realize that, right? Like, anyone else but me think about that? Like, the world is gonna have to change for laziness. Like, they're gonna have to write new laws for lazy people. Bonkers. That shit's bonkers to me. Alright. I fucking depressed myself enough. So ends the rants of a fucking crazy man.